about a third of the way into the next season, I was invited to come to Gloucester Rugby Club. And my first game was against Bristol Aircraft Company. My second game was against the Royal Agricultural College, it's our ancestor. And my third game out here was against Cardiff University. That day, Gloucester got quite a thumping down at Llanelli, and I was brought into the side on December the 1st, 1956, against Oxford University, which was a real prestige rugby match in those days, because Oxford and Cambridge had some cracking players. Lots of internationals in their team. So that was my first ever game.
So you only had three games for United?
Three games for United. I had a few later on in my career, mate.
That was like Dick Smith, in fact. He had the three match trial and then came straight into the first
game. It was with good fortune, really, for me, but not for Gloucester, that they went and got quite a heavy defeat at Llanelli, and I was introduced into the side, and I did quite well because...
Well, things obviously have gone well in those three games at the United.
Well, yeah, I think we did win the three games, I think, because the Royal Agricultural College weren't that strong. Bristol Aircraft Company wasn't very strong. Yeah. Cardiff University, I think we won, but I'm not sure as to what the score was, but... the selectors, in their wisdom, gave me a chance to play in the first team, which I was delighted with. So
what do you remember of that first game against Oxford?
Well, I was just in awe because they had some sort of legends in their side. Like Wales used to have a very tricky scrum half called Onslow Embrace. He played for Oxford University. He was the captain, and wonderful player Brace was. And then in the forwards was John Curry, who used to play for Bristol, sadly gone now, but what a wonderful player John Curry was. Another one, sadly gone, Peter Robbins, who was a British Lion, and brilliant back row forward. But it was a star-studded side, and I think we lost about 14-9. So
14-8,
was it? Only a point out there. So
I looked it up.
Did you?
Wow. Yeah.
I'm not far out there with 1 point, am I, all the time?
I've got a quote for you from the Times. It says, apart from competence at halfback, Gloucester had little to offer behind the scrum.
Oh dear.
So they obviously thought the halfbacks were the stars of the Gloucester backs, yeah.
That's very kind of them.
So who was your standoff that day?
I think it was David Jones.
Yes.
Yeah, it was David. He was here at the launch.
Yeah.
David Jones. He was the first fly half that I played with at Gloucester, but I don't know whether he was around the next season. So I know David also played for Cheltenham, but I'm not sure whether he went to Cheltenham from Gloucester or came from Cheltenham to Gloucester. I'm not really sure, but David was the fly half, yeah. But
do you have any memories of that first game against Oxford?
Oh, I mean, it was just... You put a cherry and white shirt on. I mean, you feel 10 foot tall. It's a great honour. And looking at the opposition when we got onto the pitch, it's a quaint little ground, Oxford University. Over the hedge, behind the post at the one end, is the running track where Roger Bannister ran the 4 minute mile. And it's a tiny little pavilion in the corner. But, you know, they were big games, Oxford and Cambridge. You were on our fixture list in those days. Mm-hmm. And then the next week, I retained my place and played against Bath out here, and I can remember scoring a try down this end against Bath. It was from a line out. I went like that, their back row went out, and I scored. But when we went to Bath, I got the ball from the line out, went like that, and there was no gap there, and I went back about 20 yards. they very quickly picked up these young upstarts coming onto the pitch shelling dummies, so they had me clocked when we went down to Bath. But I can remember my first two or three games vividly.
And did you find it very different playing for the first team?
Oh, it was quicker and harder, and you seemed to be you'd be under pressure a bit, because a lot of people were watching the matches, weren't they? Unlike when I was playing up at Block Court, there would be just a few people around the touchline, but when you came out on this ground with a lot of people in, and I think my third game was at Neath, which they used to get a big crowd to watch the Welsh All Blacks, you know, and there was a... I thought I had a tough baptism, really, in my first few games, but it was good, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I do remember it, yeah.
What was the back row you were playing behind?
Dennis Ibbotson. We had a player who came from away. I think he had two England caps, called Vic Ledbetter. Okay. He was the number eight. The captain that season was Peter Ford, but he was ill, and he didn't play for quite a fair bit of my first season, albeit he was captain. I think we elected him captain again the next year, because Peter captained five seasons. So Peter would have been the blindside wing forward when he was fit, but I'm not really sure who took his place in those days. A chap called Mike Craig from the Royal Agricultural College. He played in the back row as well. But it was a good back row, yeah. Yeah. Well, Gloucester had a good pack.
Yeah.
They had some very strong players. Hastings and Cyril Thomas. Brian Green, who was the veterinary surgeon, he was a big strong player in the second row. Alan Oder was playing at the time, Roy Blair. Ian Sheen, very gifted player, Welshman from Ebbw Vale. Where does he live now? Last time I saw him was at Brixham. We played Brixham in the Cup. And that was the last time I saw Ian Sheen. So he's living in Devon somewhere, I think. Nobby Clark, he's living down in Cornwall, I think. Now he was a good forward. Roy Sutton. Alan Holder was a very, very versatile player. Alan played for Gloucester at fly half, centre, fullback. I played half-back with Alan in the county on loads of occasions. Very talented player, Alan. Goal kicker, could drop goals, quick. Yeah, there were some lovely players playing in those days.